Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started. How do you be more confident on video? I know this is a problem for so many fitness professionals, and using my experience today, I want to share with you quite a few of the things that not only I applied, as I found it not actually very easy, but also a lot of the things that I share with a lot of the fitness professionals that myself and my team work with on a day-to-day basis. Being confident in front of the camera is something that I wasn't born with. You might watch me right now and think, oh, it's so easy to him. You know, look at the quality that he's producing, etc. If you're watching this on YouTube right now, just press pause, go to the video section, scroll down. If you're listening to it right now, then go over to my YouTube, click on the videos and scroll down and keep scrolling. And you will see pretty poor quality. You will see me mumbling a little bit, getting a bit lost with what I'm saying. Wasn't anywhere near as polished and professional as it is today. I started somewhere just as you are as well. You go to my Facebook, go to my Instagram, scroll all the way down as far as you can see to pictures and videos. You'll see how different the quality is, how different the level of education, how more articulate I am. What I'm going to tell you right now is that it is a skill. It's something you can learn. You're not born genetically deficient in the ability to speak in front of a camera. So the first thing I want to say to you is it's okay to not be very good. But not being very good turns into being okay. And being okay turns into being good. Being good turns into being very good. Then very good, you can become excellent. And this is really, really important to understand because you don't start in the gym amazing. You don't start the best fitness level. You don't start shredded. You just make a start, but you accept where your starting point is. That's a big problem for so many fitness professionals. You think you've got to be perfect. You just need to actually focus on progressing. You need to start where you are right now and then work step by step. My old videos, as I'm going to tell you again, were not the best. So let me move into something that's really important for you to understand. You must, first and foremost, value yourself. Something that's taken me years to understand. You've got to see the value in yourself. Something that I teach fitness professionals all the time is, why should people choose you? What do you know that people don't? But I want you to do me a favor. What is it that you know that people don't? And why should people choose to listen to you? But if I said this right now, your subconscious that thinks you're not good enough will literally take over. I'm not. Stop. What I'm creating right now, and looking down the lens of this camera, if you're watching me on YouTube, I'm creating a piece of content for one person. If I can impact the life of one person with this video to make you more confident on camera, then that's my job today. This camera, maybe give it a name, give it an individual, give it an avatar. Understand where the person I'm talking to right now, I'm not talking to somebody that's making seven figures online coaching, crushing it, doing great on video, not at all. And if they're watching this, it doesn't matter to me. If they don't like the way I'm doing this video, it doesn't matter. What I care about is somebody that's more than likely at the beginning of their journey, struggling to speak on camera, feels stupid, feels that everybody's judging them, and you're collapsing the stuff that you're very, very good at. You're collapsing who you're here to help. So I'm talking to you who has never really done it before, and I know a few little tricks that's going to help you find that a lot easier. And when I'm doing this, I'm tunneling my vision in to the singular. One of the most valuable things is speaking to the singular, speaking to the one, speaking as if I'm having a conversation, because I'll tell you this, the stuff that you want to talk about, if I stood with you in a gym and just chatted about the stuff that you wanted to talk about, you would be confident, committed, inspired, and energized. So you don't have a problem with the information. You have a problem that you think the whole world's watching you, where in fact, the only people that you want to watch this video are the people that you're going to ultimately coach. So what I want you to do is get a pen and a piece of paper out, and I want you to write down, why should people listen to you? Why should your avatar, why should the target audience that you're trying to help listen to you? And what is it that you know? What is it that you've achieved that they haven't? So if you've lost 25 pounds in your life and you know what it's like to lose weight, if you've built a load of muscle, if you've completed a fitness event, if you've done things multiple times, if you've been in shape for a long time, if you've studied information that you know is vital to somebody being a success, write it down. I've studied sleep, stress, digestion. I've studied female physiology. I've studied training and nutrition. I know all this stuff. So can you make a dent in somebody's life? Can you make impact? Can you help them lose weight? Yes, I can. So why should people listen to you? Because I'm really studious. I'm studied. I'm educated. I've passed my exams. I've shown evidence and proof of the people I've helped with in the past. Great. So the video you're creating is to that person. And what do you know? What are the subjects that you know? What are the stuff that they don't know? The more you start to identify this and you start to write these things down that you know, your own self-worth, the own value in your own ability starts to rise. If you do that before you start putting pen to paper about subjects you want to talk about on a video, I feel it's my gift on planet Earth, having done 24 years in this industry, with my experience, my knowledge, my skill set, to create these videos, to create the podcast episodes, to help you to progress your career. If I don't, then I know that the level of how I present isn't going to impact your life and isn't going to impact your career. I take the responsibility that I'm the only one that you're listening to. So when you create a video, you take the responsibility that you are the only coach that the person following you is listening to. Now, the next thing I'm going to talk to you about when it comes to creating video is planning. I have a plan. We're recording YouTube videos and podcast episodes today, and everything is written down step by step by step. You're watching me right now, right? I have a plan. Now, when I do longer form pieces of content, I might look down here and I'll see what I've got coming up, okay? You want to sit at home the day before, and in the early days, you create a script and you learn exactly what you're going to say. So when you plan, you're not waffling. Biggest mistake people make when it comes to being confident on video is like, this is what I want to talk. And then you really just don't have a rhythm and a flow because you haven't put in a script down. You haven't put down the points you want to talk about. You haven't practiced it. So in the early days, you've got to be very, very good at rehearsing and having a plan. The next thing, if you're creating reels or short videos, is to do everything in short, like jump cuts, short 15 to 20 second batches. So you can do, hey guys, just want to talk to you about this particular subject. Stop. This is what I want to talk about. This is what it references. This is how it's going to help you. Stop. Or you can keep the camera rolling and then just keep going, oh no, I got that wrong. Go again. Oh no, I made a mistake there. Go again. And then when you put the video together, you can just edit those bits out. So the biggest aspect of low in self-confidence is keeping thinking and getting it wrong. You just leave the camera rolling, you're all good to go. Testimonials. Now, you've had throughout your career so far, people tell you that you're great. People tell you you've changed their life. People tell you that they've achieved things that they never thought was possible. People have told you that you're an amazing coach, an amazing person. What's important for you is to screenshot every single time something like that happens in your WhatsApp, in your phone, on your Instagram page, whatever it may be, whatever testimonials you've got or video testimonials from clients, and you put them all in a folder. I have a big folder of people that I've helped, clients that we've got testimonials with, people that we've worked with, and go and sit and study them, look at them. Understand how many people you help. Because if you truly want to make an impact, you truly want to help the one person that you're talking down the camera at, you will value yourself. If you really want to help them, you need to show up on the camera. But don't forget, graphics, quote posts, stories. I'm talking to you right now, and I hope you can feel this, that it matters to me that you get your chance in the world to have your say, to actually speak to a camera and impact people in a meaningful way. Whether you're listening to me, doing whatever you're doing, whether you're sitting and actually watching YouTube, I care. And when I do these videos and I speak, I get an opportunity to present my voice, my passion, my purpose. I get an opportunity for you to understand that I care, that I'm trying to help you. And you'll know right now listening to this, there's a degree of strong emotion coming from me. The confidence in your voice is so important. That's why video is so important, because then you get across your personality. But it's only going to happen when you see value in you, you plan, you do everything in batches, you appreciate that you start today and they will get better from here. And finally, you've got to understand what you're talking about. You've got to be confident in what you're talking about. The worst thing about speaking on camera is when you're talking about something that you don't know, because you're going to fear being judged. And it's a reminder to you, by the way, when you feel low in self-confidence about a particular subject, that you're speaking out of your lane. So one of the easiest ways for you to be confident is to speak about what you know about, practice it, stay in your lane, and it's going to be a lot easier to understand that things are only going to improve in time. And one of the other things that I like just about practicing is find somewhere that people aren't necessarily going to feel you're going to be judged, like a Facebook group where you know Insta stories, people are a lot happier than putting something on their main grid. You can also start somewhere where you feel less intimidated, going for a walk on your own, doing some speaking on your camera. Remember, the minute that you think this is going to go out to the world, the minute you kind of collapse and panic. But remember, it doesn't matter who watches it in the world. All that matters is the person you're trying to impact, that avatar, the target audience, the person that matters at the end of the camera. And throughout my whole career, when I'm looking down the barrel of a camera, I'm trying to impact one person. And if you can learn to do that, you'll feel a lot more confident. And if you impact or use what I've shared with you today, that's going to make a lot of improvements in your own self-confidence. So I hope you're going to use more video. I hope you're going to practice. I hope you're going to plan. I'm going to take your time and appreciate that you will get better in time. But for now, make sure, please, if you're watching this on YouTube, click like and subscribe. If you're listening to this on iTunes, then head over, drop me a message on Instagram, say hi, or share it and help more coaches achieve a fulfilling, successful, and happy career.